You're listening to SBS News.
It's the 2nd of July 2011, and in the west coast of France, the flagship event in the professional road cycling calendar is about to begin. And as 198 riders prepare at the start of the race, the attention of the gathered media turns to one man.
Before the race, I was very focused, but also a little bit stressed.
Johan Jean is about to become the first black athlete to compete in the 108-year history of the Tour de France.
My personal goal was to make it all the way to Paris and finish the race. I dreamed about riding through the Champs-Élysées towards the finish line as fast as I could cycle.
Johan Jean was born in the Caribbean island of Guadeloupe on the 25th of June 1981 and spent his childhood surrounded by the sport of cycling with his brothers and sister.
I come from a cycling family. My father was a professional cyclist and my three brothers were also cyclists. I also loved football as a child, but my father started taking me to cycling competitions to see my brothers compete, and that was what inspired me to start cycling.
And it wasn't long before Johan decided to follow in their footsteps.
When I was little and kids lost at football, it didn't seem to matter to some of them. But when I would go to see my brothers compete in cycling, I would see young people like me winning on their bike by their own strength. I thought maybe I will win too, but I soon realised it was harder than I thought.
And at the age of 17, the opportunity of a lifetime presented itself after a chance meeting with Jean-René Bernadeau, the sporting director of a professional road racing team in France.
The manager, Jean-René Bernadeau, loved Guadeloupe and wanted to find young riders here to go to France. I was one of the best cyclists in my category, so he asked me if I wanted to go to France and train more seriously.
How difficult was it moving to France and leaving your family behind in Guadeloupe?
It was the first time I left my family for a very long period of time, and the weather was very different. After being used to spending your life outside, I had to adjust to spending my time inside other than training.
And just how different was the training from what you're used to in Guadeloupe?
You train or race in competitions around 6 days per week, and I was probably racing or travelling between 90 and 100 days per year. It can be really hard on your family as well because you don't get to see your children as much.
After a grueling introduction to a new way of training, Johan made great progress as a professional cyclist. He raced all over the world until one day in 2011, he finally received the news he had been dreaming about his whole career.
I found out 2 weeks before the Tour de France that I had been selected for the team. I was so happy because I had spent years training and sacrificing to get to this point.
How did it make you feel being the first black cyclist to take part in the Tour de France?
When I was preparing for the tour, I never really thought about it. Once I got there, that was when people made me realise that being the first black cyclist to take part in the Tour de France was something people were talking about. I was happy that I was the first person from Guadeloupe to be in the race, but I was surprised I was the first black cyclist to take part. I did think it had importance because I realised I could encourage other cyclists to dream big.
So how common was racism in cycling?
It sometimes happened. Things like comments from other riders, words in other languages that were racist. It wasn't very common, but it did happen.
After 21 stages and 23 days of racing, Johan Jean's first Tour de France comes to an end. He would go on to compete in another 6 Tour de France races before retiring in 2019. Johan still lives in Guadeloupe, where he coaches young cyclists.
I think it had a positive influence and hopefully motivated other black cyclists. At the time, there were very few black athletes competing, but soon I noticed an increase. Not just in the Tour de France, but teams became more open as well.